Hey guys, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. And this week, I'm going to finally publish the survey results. And just want to go over those real quick. Hey, if you can, please give me a review in iTunes or give me a review in Stitcher. Show me that you care. I just need some reviews out there, okay? I would appreciate that. I have all this on the blog too. And the other thing is, let's not forget that OSHA has that heat app. Where it tells you what the heat index is for the day. And, something simple, something sort of neat, something to play with. They have it for Android and iPhone. And it's something that maybe if you look at it at the beginning of the day on your phone, you'll realize how hot it is. I have another thing I want to write up about the fluids in your body. Remember that guy was dehydrated and he had to be rescued from a tower. And I know we all have our opinions of who should have rescued him, but reality is the guy was dehydrated and had the got overcome by the heat. I'm not sure whether he had heat stroke or what happened. But anyway, when things like that happen, you want to prevent it. It reminds you that you want to prevent any type of dehydration that's going on, because a lot of us get to working and we forget about it, which is why it's great to have a crew, because the ground guys normally think about that and they send up water and they remind the guy in the tower that he's got to drink water, Gatorade, whatever you have. Anyways, on LinkedIn, this one guy responded saying about how water will stay in your stomach longer and go into your bloodstream faster, and I found that interesting. If you didn't drink for a long time, I guess water really is the best possible thing you can drink. Gatorade's good and has nutrients, but from what he said, it passes through your stomach, and it's ironic, but I guess it takes a little longer to get into your system, or at least to hydrate your system. Maybe that's what he was saying. Anyways, I'll do some research on that. I'll work on a post for that, and I'll let you guys know. So today, job survey. I wanted to let you guys know that on the survey, I had over 200 people answer. Plus, I had some people get back to me via email, Facebook, and things like that. And I'll just start at the bottom. At the bottom, we have the things that we didn't expect to be too popular anymore, like the local newspaper. Some people send me a message and look for a job. Craigslist, had about 5 votes for Craigslist. 2 people use the paper. 3 or 4 people reach out to me. And then there's generic job search sites, which don't seem to be too popular anymore, like Monster.com and, CareerNets. Those job sites just don't seem as popular as they used to be. I think now with, let me get into the survey. I won't speculate yet. Then we had the RCR Wireless website, which they use telecomcareers.net. That had more votes, but that was down there too. And then we had Tower Climber Company websites. And some people just reach out right to the source, and they look on there for jobs. I really think this will become more popular because companies, I'm going to use their name again, Mastech. Mastech's a large company. They're always looking for people. You see recruiters on Facebook looking for people. So maybe as tower companies grow larger and they look for people and they get well known in a region, at least, maybe that's where people will look for work, assuming they don't hold a grudge or anything against that particular company. But that's probably where most people are going to look for work. As the time comes. But they're still recruiting. It isn't like people just come to the website. They still have recruiters out there. They still go through services and so on. So the next thing is, say, and this was a lot of my write-ins, was tower job search sites. And I should have put it on the list. Wireless estimator. Overwhelmingly, I had about 15 to 20 write-ins when wireless, I think more than 20, actually, I didn't count them all, but I had well more than 20 write-ins for wireless estimator. And guys at wireless estimator, I'm sorry, should have put you in the list. I owe you a huge apology. So just so you know, I really should have had you guys on the list. I don't know what I was thinking, but I know what I was thinking. You guys have so much on your website. Wireless estimator is a great resource if you do tower work, estimating, anything, because they have so many tools, they have so much on their site, you just forget everything that they have, or at least I do. I go there for news, I go there for like if you want to look for say a part on a tower, how high a tower should be, loading specs, things like that. They just have a lot of tools on their site which are really helpful. Closeout information, a lot of stuff. Wireless Estimator is a pretty cool site, but it just has so much stuff on it. I mean, it's your one-stop resource for a lot of things. You forget how much is on there. So, guys, a Wireless Estimator, sorry, should have put you in the survey. No disrespect. It was just an oversight on my part. And I do appreciate your site, and apparently a lot of people look there for a job, just so you guys know in the future. I had a couple more write-ins for TowerClimber.com. You guys were there as well. So just want to give you a little shout out there. The next one is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is right behind Facebook, going to be honest with you. It's close, though. It's a very close third. So we're getting down to the getting down 3-2-1. So obviously number three is LinkedIn. I did a blog post on LinkedIn, how you can build your resume on LinkedIn. That way you can put your profile up on LinkedIn and then print it out to a PDF. I put the link in there, guys. LinkedIn's a valuable resource. There's groups in LinkedIn you can join. There's tower groups. They're very different than Facebook because on LinkedIn, they're focused on, say, finding a job, say, tower industry news, wireless news, things like that. So if you're going to use Facebook, if you're going to use LinkedIn, that's more of a professional site. You don't get on there and just complain and bitch because they may or may not publish it. Okay, that's why a lot of people moderate those groups. LinkedIn is supposed to be a little more professional, and it's supposed to be centered around jobs, companies, and company news. Okay, I post a lot on there. I post my blogs on there, and I get kicked out of a few groups. Like there was a radio group I used to post on, and the guy didn't like it because I had so many links to other sites. So he didn't kick me out, but I left because I leave for that reason. A lot of guys don't like self-promotion. So, and that's really what I'm doing with this blog. You know, I'm trying to get the word out and put news out, but they look at that as self-promotion when it's your blog. Like if I were to post something in there, say that RCR did, they'd probably think it was okay, which I do if you read a lot of my blogs. I post a lot of links in there. Some people don't like that. And you know what? It's not a democracy. If they don't want to post me or if they want me out of their group, I don't have a problem with that. I'm fine with that. So anyway, number two was Facebook. I mean, a lot of people are on Facebook. A lot of recruiters get on Facebook. Almost everyone has access to Facebook, not only with their laptop, their computer, their tablet, whether it be an iPad or a Droid tablet or whatever. They have access with their phones. They look at different things. There's groups they get into. Some of the groups have a lot of activity. You know, there's thousands of members in some of these tower groups. I see it. I post my blog there. It's something that I think is a valuable resource. Facebook's really changed the way we do business. You don't have to rely on email or just people. You know, you can get the word out there. With that said, some of you guys on Facebook, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Just a lot of angry people out there, a lot of people that hold a grudge about one thing or another. You know, I say things they don't like, so they get mad at me, or some people just totally disagree, which is fine. I'm all about that. You know, America's a great country. We can say what we feel and what we mean, but, you know, it's just a lot of guys, they're just angry, just outright angry, and you'll see it. You know what I'm talking about, and you see a lot of that on Facebook, and that goes back to LinkedIn. You don't see as much of it on LinkedIn because a lot of that is moderated and controlled. LinkedIn is more of a professionals group, I would say, whereas Facebook, you know, anyone can get on. That's good, and it can be bad. So, but I got to tell you, number one in the survey, number one is word of mouth. Word of mouth, that's what people rely on. Now, let's think about word of mouth. Do you just call people anymore? Just get them on the phone? No. Chances are with word of mouth, a lot of that is Facebook. A lot of that, say, might be LinkedIn. A lot of that might be email. You know, the web, the internet, the World Wide Web has changed a lot in how we reach out to people. So word of mouth has taken a lot differently now. Word of mouth has taken by not only just calling somebody and say, hey, you got any openings? Which, you know, I've done in the past. I'm very fortunate. I only burned a few bridges. Usually the bridges I burned, I thought through, and I didn't want to work with those people anymore. But On the other hand, I worked for a lot of great guys. I gotta tell you. Sometimes I just took a job because the pay was better, the job was better. I wanted to change a career, do something different. I wanted to work in a different area, you know, literally a different region, you know. You want to commute or you don't want to commute or whatever. But for me, I got to tell you, I still rely on word of mouth. The job, the full-time job I'm working now, I really got, even though I interviewed, I didn't know the people that worked here, but I really got it by just connecting with people and trying to reach out to the right people. And they put you in touch with other people, and word of mouth connects the dots. You might not know the end result. You know you want a job. You might not know where, but eventually you'll get in somewhere, and hopefully it's a job you like. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you, because sometimes you don't always find what you like on the first, second, or third try. Sometimes company looks good, you get in, there's something you don't like about it. I see that a lot. Sometimes you work at a company you like and you just don't get along, say, with the foreman, the job, the owner, the boss, whatever, or just the guys you work with, you know. Personality plays a big part, especially for you guys, because a lot of you tower climbers, you know, you practically live with the two or three other guys you work with. You know, you're staying at hotels together, you're traveling together, you drive together, you could be in a car together for, you know, hours at a time. You know, I would travel with guys, you know, we'd cross states, we'd be in a car anywhere from 2 hours to, say, 12 hours at a time. It's just the nature of the job. Sometimes, you know, you don't always have to talk to entertain each other. But on the other hand, you know, I pulled some late night drives to get home, which I'm sure you all did. Not saying it's smart. I want you to be well rested. But eventually, when you're on the road, it's really nice to get home. And if you can cut out that if you can cut out a day and get home early in the morning instead of late at night, you know, you drive all night and you don't get a room. I've done that. Not saying it's smart, because sleep deprivation is probably the worst thing that can happen to you. But if there's two or three of you in a vehicle, or if you're talking on the cell phone or radios a lot, we used to use those two-way radios back when airtime was a big deal. Just because you could communicate, keeps you awake, keeps you a little more alert, and you can also check on your buddies when you're driving multiple vehicles. Anyway, I'm getting off the point. So word of mouth was number one. It's something that I think will not go away, especially in this industry. You know, OSHA, they sort of overlook us. They only have so much money. They have finite resources, so they overlook us a lot, although they are giving us a little attention with the hoisting thing, but they only have so much they can do. Even, you know, I talked to the FCC about the, or I tried to, about the RF radiation. They only have so many resources. They can't afford to send people out all the time, and the FCC used to. Back when I was doing a lot of field work with the spectrum analyzer, interference was a big deal, right? You had paging, you had two-way radio, and two-way radio spread into everything. This was really before trunking. Trunking and cellular started to clean everything up, especially with OFDM coming out. Interference dropped low. I mean, now the big thing is PIM interference, passive intermodulation. And the reason that's so big is because that's the problem now. That's what people deal with, right? With the way things are done, the reflected power is not a big deal. You don't just cram 1,000 watts out of a transmitter up a line to an antenna anymore. Now everything's about frequency hopping. On OFDM, that's another subject. But the FCC used to send people out to investigate problems. And I'm sure they still do if there's a major problem, or if it's government or public safety, I'm sure they do. I don't think they have to anymore. Just because of the way radio systems are much cleaner, the filtering is better, and I don't know if people really complain to the FCC like they used to. When I was in paging, trust me, in paging, everyone complained about paging companies. But you know why they did? I'll tell you why they complained about my company, because they knew I'd come out and look into it, and chances are I'd find the problem. With that said, I'm not saying our transmitters didn't cause a lot of problems. We had to put a lot of filters, a lot of bandpass filters on them, or band reject, whatever we had to do at the time. So it was just nature of the business. But a lot of guys, you know, that work in the field, even back then, you had a lot of guys that didn't understand RF, and they would just call the FCC because it was convenient. They knew that if they worked for the right, let's say, government agency — I saw governments do this a lot — they'd call the FCC and just have them look into it. And that, you know, I would work with them a lot. And a lot of times, the SEC, they had really smart guys in the field. I'm sure they still do. Those guys are smart. So they have some really good engineers. Anyway, got off on a tangent there. Little story for you. Little story about back when I did field work. You know, I'm sure you want to hear that. But all right, guys, I just wanted to go over the survey results, and I hope it helps you. I think one thing I want you guys to learn from this is that you have resources out there. You have LinkedIn. You have Facebook. Build a good resume. You know, keep up with what you're doing. And I'm not always saying I practice what I preach, because it's hard. You know, you get busy. You have your job. You're traveling. But if you do get downtime, if it's the middle of winter and you're home for a day or two and you're bored, instead of watching TV, why don't you think about your future and work on that resume, or do something like that? You know, maybe update it, update projects, keep notes, even if you keep notes at home of what you worked on. That's going to really help you, I think, in the long run, more so, because you guys are really going to need to know what you worked on. You're going to know what your customers are, and it really helps if you have it written down and you're organized. Trust me, I forget all the time. Sometimes you get so overwhelmed, or you get caught up in what you're doing at the time, that you don't realize how much you've really done over the past year. And that's something that I see a lot. You forget, you know, if you're organized and you write it down. And I'm not saying I'm the best at this, you know, I got to practice what I preach, but I try to keep up with what I'm working on when I can, when I'm allowed to share it. When you're not allowed to share it, you know, what do you do? But anyways, just keep a running record, okay? And for you guys looking for a job, there's a lot of websites out there you can use. I mean, I brought up a, you know, wireless estimator, towerclimber.com, and I brought up, I know I brought up RCR Magazine. What do they use? Oh, telecomcareers.net. So these are all resources, right? I mean, the reason I brought up RCR Wireless is because they constantly talk about tower work. You know, they talk about the growth of the industry, the decommissionings, the commissionings, the planned build outs. To me, that's a good resource. That's something I like to refer to. That's why I follow those guys. All right, everyone, be smart, be safe, be careful, pay attention to what you're doing. Remember, the Hubble Foundation needs your support. If you don't support them, who will? Really, who will? Who's going to support them if you don't? Just something to think about. If you want to reach out to me, Facebook, wadeforwireless@gmail.com, and I got a phone number on there if you want to call me. And I got my books out there. Everything's in the blog at www.wadeforwireless4.com. And do me a favor, if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, take the time next time you're on your phone, or next time you're on your laptop, your tablet, and just write me a review. Well, especially on iTunes, trying to get some reviews out there. All right, guys. Again, going to end it this week. It was short but sweet. I hope it helps. I hope it gets you organized. I hope it helps you find that job of your dreams that we're all looking for. Anyways, be safe, be smart, and pay attention to what you're doing, and pay attention to what the day's like. If it's a hot day, stay hydrated. Make sure you bring plenty of fluids to the tower site. Make sure you eat. Don't forget about eating. That's important too. So just pay attention to what your body's telling you, and pay attention to what the elements are like. All right, guys. Take care of yourselves. Be safe.